You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The College Basketball Experience Preview and Picks episode for Tuesday, February 7th. On the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by WinBet. $100. Get $100 free bet at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/winbet. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET. State restrictions apply. We're also brought to you by SGPN's Big Game Bingo. Yes, $57 in SGPN gift cards is up for grabs every time you hit bingo. We're also brought to you by the SGPN 57 Bets Challenge. Yes, $570 in cash and a $570 gift card goes to the winner of the props contest. Get all of our contest info exclusively on the SGPN app. And don't forget, if you're going to be in Arizona for the big game, aka the Super Bowl, make sure you check out our live show at Ainsworth Thursday, 11 a.m. Register today at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/big game.
Hey, what's up, you degenerate gamblers? This is Bill Burr, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, baby.
February 7th. If you're wondering who the hell you're listening to, well, my name is Colby Swinging Database Dan, a.k.a. Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
He was raised in the land down under, where a man thinks on his feet, speaks with his fists, and lives by his wits.
When Dundee happened, he was a superstar.
Sometimes it may be good, sometimes it may be shit.
And you're nothing but a chameleon, lemon-headed, coward, tearless pussy. And I'm after you, buddy. You're going to pay for it. Good night.
Sir, you're rocking with Pick Dundee and the College Basketball Experience. Oh, Tuesday slate is fire. Probably my favorite slate of the week, arguably. I'm joined by my co-host, give it up for former video coordinator for Bob Huggins and Frank Martin, host of the Ryan and Rush Show, host of the NFL Gambling Podcast. Maybe you check out that episode. It's got the Super Bowl coming up this week. What are you doing? Hop on over there. Give it up for Ryan McIntyre.
What's up, man? Super Tuesday. Let's go. Let's get after a doubleheader on the College Basketball Experience.
Fire. Absolute fire. All right, we are also joined by, it's been a minute since this guy's been here talking college hoops. Give it up for the DFS guy himself. Come play College Hoops DFS with us. We tweeted out at TCE on SGPN. And we play DFS daily, so hop on there. Give it up for the rooftop IPA drinking, homebrew making, tobacco road living, the free lack giving, former Herndon Basketball League MVP. Give it up for NC Nick in the place to be.
There we go. What's going on, guys?
Good round. You're celebrating with your appetite. Bad round. You're using your appetite to forget about the round. I'll tell you something about appetite. It's a real fucking great thing to have.
It is a great thing to have. And right now, I mean, we got to talk about, let's go right into the fact that you know, sometimes you have a lock battle. And sometimes, a.k.a. this weekend, it's tough to be on the other side of Pick Dundee because the Miami Hurricanes, and look, I don't know who to come at first here because NC Nick, that is your team, but I also had a lock battle with our Moneyline Mac here on the Duke-Miami side of things. I laid, what was it, 3.5, 4? I'll give you 4.5, 5. Oh, maybe I'll give you 21.5 because the Hurricane win by 22. Duke had a huge win against Carolina. NC Nick, you've been a Duke fan since the 80s, since Ala Abdunabi. And let the floor is yours. You beat Carolina. I think if we were to ask you and say, hey, would you trade a loss at Miami for a win against Carolina, you would take it 10 out of 10 days. But
of course.
Talk to me about this game and your concerns on the Blue Devils moving forward.
That's, I mean, same old story. You can't win on the road. Now, I mean, it's a very tough spot here for a very young team to bounce back less than 48 hours from the big win and play at Miami on, you know, on the road. So thank you, ACC, for that schedule. But at the end of the day, it's February, and if you're a good team, you at least show up. You know, you don't get run out of the building in the first half. So it shows you, obviously, Duke's not there yet, you know. I thought the key to beating Carolina was that our backcourt played as well, if not better, than UNC's backcourt. Well, today they had 10 turnovers to 5 assists, so that's not going to cut it on the road. So, we'll see where we go from here. Got at UVA on Saturday, so things do not get easier.
Tough. Absolutely tough. Moneyline Mac, you lost the lock battle. How do you feel about your Blue Devils there for tonight?
You know what? I locked them on Saturday night in Tobacco Road. Tried to double down here, get cute. Bad pick altogether. I mean, literally, I knew I lost at the first media timeout. We were doing bracketology, and I'm just sitting here going, we're going over the one seeds, and I'm like, God damn it, Duke's already lost this game. Because you could tell right off the bat, they lost every 50-50 ball. They got pounded on the glass, which I was shocked, because they have the size advantage over Miami. And like Nick said, turn it over 21 times on the road. You're not going to win against a quality team like Miami.
And the one thing, I know, before the game this afternoon, me and Ryan were talking about it a little bit. The one thing I didn't mention was that at certain points in that Duke-North Carolina game, as happy I was to watch that, watch Duke get the W, at certain times I was like, I don't know if either of these teams is very good.
I agree. Yeah.
You know, because – I mean, Duke, you know, UNC had open shots down the stretch. They just missed. Neither team was very, you know, the offensive efficiency just was not there. So the chances are that maybe just both teams weren't very good.
Yeah. Jimmy Larrañaga, Noah, do we have a clip of him in the mid game? Just checking, making sure he's tipping the Uber Eats driver. I don't know what's going on here.
I do not have a money.
I don't even carry cash anymore.
Look at him.
Look at this money clip.
Money clip.
And yeah. No, I mean, not even, I mean, you're up so much, you're counting your fucking money.
He looks bored. He looks like you're like, oh, what's in my pocket here?
I think he's looking at there saying, can I still hit the strip club in South Beach on the way home? You know, Jimmy Larrañaga's in his mid 70s. He's been to a Final Four. You know, might as well enjoy the benefits of coaching in South Beach. He's checking make sure he has that money.
It was one old fart showing another old fart how to win in this day and age. Pay for players, NIL, baby.
Oh. NC Nick, you haven't had a chance to dive into this, but and I know he's walked it back, some of it, but Jim Boeheim, the audacity, the absolute audacity for him to say, well, these teams, Wake Forest and Pitt and Miami, have paid players, and we are only – first off, he goes, we only pay guys 20 grand. Well, you're still paying fucking players, all right? But it's
first
awesome.
Off,
yeah, it's first legal.
Off, I love how you pronounce the word audacity.
What did I say?
You want to say audacity, the audacity. But I know what you're talking about.
We're having a cocktail, you know what I mean?
And it is freaking ridiculous. And for him to come out there like, dude, if you're going to come out saying like that, just hang it up, retire, because everybody's doing it. They should be. It's completely legal. If you're not doing it, maybe that's why you're on the bubble every year and you haven't really done anything seasons.
And how about they were doing it when it wasn't legal?
Yeah.
All right. I mean, don't spit at my ass and tell me it's raining here. We have, we have so much proof of this. We can go back to Kentucky in 1986 paying Chris Mills to go there. You know what I mean? Paying him substantial amounts of money. And that was in 86.
How do they get Billy Owens? How do they get Sherman Douglas?
Yeah. So I'm saying, you're telling me, what did we say last night?
Carmelo Anthony.
Didn't want to play for Gary Williams. Just won a national championship. No, didn't want to go to, I don't know, maybe UCLA, pretty prestigious program, scattered through the city.
Let me go to upstate New York.
It's in the 2-3 zone.
Right, exactly.
Unbelievable to me. Like, it just reminded me of Dabo Sweeney. Out of touch. Completely out of touch. You're going to get no sympathy from the American people unless, I don't know, maybe a couple people in Syracuse, New York will say, hey, maybe they'll have the audacity on their schedule next year. Are they a D3 school? All right. Let's recap a little bit here. Tarleton State had a day game, a makeup game from a cancellation. They were losing a lot of this game, but down the stretch, Billy Gillespie's Texans made the plays to take down the Mavericks. 69-64. Tarleton needed that one. They moved to 13-11. Maybe they can make a run in the WAC, close out the season here. I rolled with UTA. Nick, who'd you roll with?
I did not have a strong take on this, but I went with the Mavericks at home too, coming off that big Sam Houston win. And I guess that success was short-lived because Tarleton, I think Tarleton is a better team, but we thought, you know, maybe UTA's hotter, they're at home, but it wasn't the case.
Some people are claiming UTA can go to hell. Mac, what'd you make of this one?
They led for 35 minutes. I mean, they blew eight or 10 point lead right before we went on the bracketology show. So complete collapse from Arlington. Tough. If you had that side, it was a tough one.
Yeah. Next up, UMass Lowell drilled Hartford. I hit here, laid the big number as they won by 22 at Hartford. Nick, where were you at on this one?
Yeah, not the greatest start to the day for me, but this is one I got right. I mean, you just can't pick Hartford right now, so you had to go UMass Lowell.
Oh, he's rubbing it in Money Max.
I tried to go with them and Green Bay. It worked for one of them.
Lafayette took down Holy Cross. Moneyline Mac was on this one. I rolled with Holy Cross. Lafayette just beat him down pretty much the whole game. Josh Rivera, 25 points, 5 boards. Shout out to Lafayette. They're playing pretty decent ball of late. Nick, who'd you take on this one?
Yeah, I was on Holy Cross with you there. You know, they've been playing better of late, and also another home team. But no, Lafayette was better, you know, pretty much throughout. They're up by 6 at halftime and just, you know, expanded that lead in the second half.
Mac?
Yeah, no, I second that as well. It kind of blew it open in the second half, so good win for them.
Yeah, nice win for Lafayette. We talked Duke, Miami, Idaho State, the Bengals. I rode with them, you know, ever since the NAU was getting stingy with the press passes, but a little too giving with the coffee cups. You know, that NAU doesn't know how to win. I knew this game would be a close game. I was on Hoops Peterson last night, and I said Idaho State will find a way to win this game in the final couple minutes, and that's exactly what the Bengals did. NC Nick, who'd you write on this one?
Another home team that lost. So the home team straight up 1-5 here so far today, and I was on most of them. So no, I got this one wrong.
Mac, who'd you ride with this?
I locked the Lumberjacks in, kind of like Arlington. Frustrated for me. They were up 61-51 coming down the stretch, and they blow a 10-point lead with less than 10 minutes to go. So yeah, I'm eating shit early on here in the after or early slate.
Well, we're not eating shit. I imagine we all took. I don't have it in front of us, but Green Bay was getting 17.5. They win outright in overtime against the Milwaukee Panthers. Holy shit. This is a big one. Tony Bennett is walking through that door, maybe. Holy hell, the Green Bay the Phoenix Rose. I knew. Look, I mean, I'll be honest. I was talking a little bit out of my ass. I was on Hoops Peterson, and he's like, tell me who you like in this game. And I go, well, it's a rivalry game. I'll take the points. But it cashes on the. No, unfortunately, I didn't give it away on the money line. But shout out to the Phoenix. Nick, who'd you write on this one?
I was wrong on this one again. I don't know how you were so confident on Green Bay. Look at the last couple of games. They lose by 15 to IUP, by 31 to Wright State, 18 to Northern Kentucky, 36 or something to Robert Morris. I can't even do that math off the top of my head, but I don't know why you were so confident on Green Bay.
I don't know that I was confident. My angle was simply this. It is a look at, like, for Milwaukee, first off, if you're going to have a lead, you'll probably call off the dogs a little bit because you're in state, right? You're in state. Another thing is I thought there's probably a lot of people in the city of Milwaukee that might have attended Green Bay. So I thought maybe they'll go to them. You know, it's Milwaukee. It's cold as fuck. What are you going to do? You're going to go watch indoor sports, all right? It doesn't matter if it's the fucking swim team.
You think a lot of Green Bay fans are packing the house there in Milwaukee? I've watched their, like, 3-23 basketball
team. I've been to Milwaukee. There's probably like a 7-for-1 beer special, right? And I imagine that's what happened there. So shout out to Green Bay. I know Mac, you rode with me on Green Bay. Big Brett Favre fan, big believer in his volleyball courts.
Yeah, him and Aaron Rodgers got it done, the 1-2 duo tonight for the Green Bay Phoenix. You know who the biggest winner in this game? The Youngstown State Penguins, who are now in sole possession of first in the Horizon. What a loss for Milwaukee, man.
That's a bad one.
Yeah.
That's why it's great to have the little dust-ups, you know, instant. You know what I mean?
It's healthy.
Right now, unfortunately, my lock of Grambling – kind of crumbling. They were up by 13 at halftime. They were up 6 just a minute ago, but I see a minute 40 left and they're clinging to a 1-point lead. I'm about to lose this shit. Nathan Haynes saying Grambling starting to let it slip. Hopefully we can close out down the stretch and cover the number. Also, Mississippi Valley State getting crushed by Alcorn State by 20 right now with 12 minutes left. Pine Bluff, who I ended up locking up as well, and Jackson State are all knotted up with 12 minutes left as well. Florida A&M down 21 to Prairie View. And Southern, who I know me and Mac rode with Southern. What's happening with the Jaguars? Because all of a sudden, they're down by 11 to Alabama State. Still 11:43 left in that game, but concerning. I locked up Reggie Theus and Bethune-Cookman plus 8.5. They're down 5 with 11 minutes left. And then the big game. Texas and Kansas. Kansas currently clinging to a 2-point lead, 16 minutes left. And we're all, I think, Nick, you locked this one up too?
Yeah, I did. I was with you on both Grambling and Kansas. So we need some strong second halves here.
Yeah. And we still have Weber State, Northern Colorado in the Big Sky ahead of us. I guess we'll wait on the game balls a little bit here, but let's hop into Tuesday's action. But before we get there, I want to tell you that the College Basketball Experience on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted same-game parlays to live in-game odds, WynnBET is what you need to win. Sign up today. Bet $100. Get a $100 free bet at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET. State restrictions apply. Offer subject to change. Terms and conditions. WynnBET.com. Must be 21 or older. Present in the state where WynnBET is available. If you or somebody you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. All right. Game one is a heater. 3:30. Man, both these 3:30 games. Both these 3:30 games here on the West, 6:30 on the East. The Scarlet Knights of Rutgers head into Bloomington. What a great time to catch them. What a great time to catch them. Rutgers is catching 4 at Assembly Hall. Last time they played, they won by 15 on December 3rd. I'm taking the Scarlet Knights to win outright at Indiana. What is that, plus 155? Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Mac, what are you doing here?
Yeah, Rutgers won the first meeting back in December by 15. I like the matchup. I like the spot. I'll lock up the Scarlet Knights. I think if they lose this, it's a one-possession traditional Big Ten game. Let's go.
Rutgers. It's just a great spot to catch them. Nick, what are you doing here?
I mean, I get it. It's letdown city for Indiana, but don't forget, I mean, Rutgers just had a big win in the Garden over Michigan State, too. And, you know, that game in December that Rutgers won, it was actually the 6th straight win against Indiana, which is crazy. If you would have told me when Rutgers was entering the Big Ten that they'd have 6 straight W's over the Hoosiers, I would have told you you're crazy. But I think perhaps maybe they can focus on this game because of that losing streak. you know, maybe that's how you bring the troops back and, you know, don't let their heads get too big like Duke.
It's easy
today
to see a tide turn.
So I disagree. I'm going to take the home team here. Indiana is very good at home. So I'm going to, yeah, laying 3.5. Come on. Give me the Hoosiers.
I'm seeing a flat 4 right now, but Moneyline Mac, he's locking up the Scarlet
team, baby.
Yeah. Let's go. Next up, we have Marquette heading into UConn. Moneyline Mac keeps trying to sprinkle fairy dust on me to say UConn's a real contender. I'm not believing in Dan Hurley, but I might believe here. They're laying 4. They're at home. At the XL Center. I will take UConn -4. And I actually was thinking about locking this. I might lock this. This might be a lock. This is a fringe lock for me. Keep an eye on the picks page. Nick, what are you doing here?
I disagree with you again. I love it. We're starting off with some differences. Dude, I think we got to look at the job Shock is doing here. So Marquette, first off, they're currently tied with Xavier, first place in the Big East. And they won this game at home by 6 back in early January. But look at Marquette's losses this year. They're 19-5. They have a 5-point loss at Purdue. Their worst loss is probably a 3-point loss to Mississippi State in Fort Myers. But they got an OT loss to Wisconsin, a double OT loss at Providence, and a 4-point loss at Xavier. That's all their losses. I mean, so yeah, they've only lost one game by more than 4 points. And that was at Purdue. I'm going Marquette here. You say UConn's hot. I mean, they won 3 out of 4, but that's against Butler, Georgetown, and DePaul. Okay.
I didn't say that.
Well,
I
said somebody, yeah. People out there maybe, you know, seeing, okay, you know, they saw UConn take that little dip in early January and maybe they think they're playing better now, but no, they just, you know, the schedule lighted up here.
I saw UConn against Georgetown and I said, hey, Chicago State could beat these boys.
Right. Well, that's why I'm on Marquette. I just think they're the better team.
I do think they're the better team, but I think, you know, this is a far trip. This is probably further than fucking St. Petersburg, Florida. I'm going to go UConn -4. Which UConn stadium is it at? The XL Center. Ryan. Mac, what are you doing? Are you riding your boys, your UConn boys?
You know, I think UConn, it was a good buy-low spot a couple weeks ago. I still think that they're going to go on a run, but Nick made a good point with Marquette. They don't get blown out. I think this is a kind of a tough game that comes down the wire, Big East style. So if I'm getting 4, I'll probably lean to Marquette, but I think UConn wins a one possession game.
We got Maxson 30 Let's minutes go. Later. NC Nick's gone out of his way to go see this talented Western Michigan Bronco team. And now they head to Oxford, Ohio, where, believe it or not, Western Michigan only a game behind Miami, Ohio, record-wise. Miami, Ohio is laying 3.5. This is at the Millett Hall in Oxford. Mac, am I crazy for thinking about locking up Miami, Ohio, and Travis Lexington still here?
Yes, because they have lost how many in a row? 7? I can't lock either side. Both teams.
You know, Western Michigan's lost 6 in a row.
That's I right. know. It's combined 15 in a row between the two of them.
I'm locking up the Red Hawks, baby.
Wow.
Situational handicapping 101.
What's the situation?
Millett Hall's going to be rocking. All right.
Both teams suck ass, but one's at home.
Yep. That's enough for me. Yeah, Western Michigan. How about that? What are they, 0-11 away? Let's go.
Yeah.
NC Nick, what are you doing here?
I'm on the same side as you. I think, I mean, it is two shitty teams. I'm going to lean Miami of Ohio, but the way both teams are playing right now, I am not going to put my hard-earned money on either.
All yeah. Right, I'm definitely not putting my money on this one. I'll go Western Michigan, the Broncos. One possession game here as well.
Hey, well, we got – which action game are you going to choose? You going to choose that one? Or are you going to choose the one at the same time tipping off? Toledo heads into Akron to take Ooh. On the Zips. This game is absolutely fantastic. James A. Rhodes Arena. Akron won by 8 the last time they played, but that was last March. This is the first meeting of the season. Toledo's been flying under that radar. I feel like everyone's talking Kent State. Everyone's talking Akron. No one is talking about the Rockets. And I think that's the way they like it. They're getting 2.5 at Akron. Remember, Akron's coming off that Kent State win, too. Sneaky, sneaky spot here. However, I am going to lay the 2.5 with the Zips at home. This will be a close game, but I think the Zips pull away late. Nick, what are you doing here?
I agree. Both teams are red hot. It's the opposite of that first MAC game that you mentioned. And I just love the job that John Grochey is doing with Akron. And they're at home, and I think the fans will come out here. It's a small line, so I'm going to take the Zips. Zip it up, zip it out, and lock it up. Give me Akron.
NC Nick locking up the Zips. Xavier Castaneda, a baller, riding with them. Moneyline Mac, what are you doing here?
You know, it's not the best spot for Akron because they're coming off the Kent State win. They got the rival Ohio U, where Gross started his career, obviously, in the rivalry game. But I think they're level above Toledo. Toledo's not very good defensively. I'll lock up the Zips at home. Let's go.
Let's do it.
Let's do it, Mac.
Moneyline Mac, a little NC Nick Moneyline Mac. You know, tango in Akron, Ohio. Let's go.
Dust up.
Lay the 2.5. You guys are locking the wrong Mac game. You're locking the wrong Mac game. Cincinnati is heading to New Orleans. Oh, boy. It's a fun one here. We got Ron Hunter. Wes Miller. The way it's supposed to be. I mean, I never really feel like these two are in the same conference, but this game happens, and I go, oh, this game's happening. This is at the Devlin Fieldhouse. Cincinnati won by 11 on December 29th. Revenge is on the mind. I'm taking Tulane minus 1.5. Nick?
I disagree. I'm going to go the road team, go Bearcats here. I mean, Tulane has 3 out of the last 4 games have gone to overtime, so they're really playing with fire, and they've won 2 of those at Memphis, at Wichita. And that game at Memphis is huge. So they got to bounce back from that. I'm going to ride Cincinnati. Don't love it, though.
Mac?
Went back and forth on this one, too. You're right. This doesn't feel like a league game. It feels like a preseason conference tournament game. I'm going to go with the home team here, Tulane, although they do have ECU on deck. So that is a look ahead, right?
Any chance to play the song, right?
They're not even on the slate, they got in here.
I'm on the green wave there. Okay, we got a big one going on. Tobacco Road here. I think this still counts. I know Wake Forest is like technically not that close anymore, but Wake Forest at Lawrence, Joel Veterans Memorial Coliseum. Carolina won by 9 in Chapel Hill on January 4th, but now they got to head on the road, and Carolina's been a little questionable on the road. 2-5 on the road. One of those wins should have an asterisk next to it because some of those calls against Syracuse. Meanwhile, Wake Forest 10-2 at home. Steve Forbes catching strays from Jim Boeheim for no fucking reason. Wake Forest is getting 1.5, I'm seeing, at home. I'm taking Wake Forest. I can't take it's. This is the same process as the Duke game, and I except Duke won. I guess you could say the letdown, but I don't trust either of these teams on the road. Wake Forest, this is a huge game. Both these teams on the bubble.
Yep.
Give me Wake Forest plus 1.5 home dog. Let's go, Nick.
Well, first off, Winston-Salem is definitely Tobacco Road. I mean, the tobacco companies are the people that bought or they convinced Wake Forest University, which was located in Wake Forest, North Carolina, to move their campus to Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Sold their souls to the devil.
So it's definitely Tobacco Road here. I actually like UNC in a bounce back spot here. Yes, I mean, they're 2-5 straight up on the road, only 1-5-1 ATS. But I don't think Wake is that good. I mean, they had lost 4 straight until they beat Notre Dame, who's even worse. So I like UNC with the bounce back spot here, and I'm going to lock up the Tar Heels, actually.
ACC Nick firing away. A little sympathy play for his Tar Heels after beating them.
What's so that line now? I've seen that line float around from each team being favored by about a point or so. What is it now?
Carolina minus 1.5.
Right, okay.
Now. Yeah. Mac, what are you doing here?
You got to think that Carolina's going to start playing better eventually, but I don't think this Carolina team's that good. I'm on Wake. I think I'll take the home team here. They beat Carolina by 20 plus last year.
Yeah, and also wins by 6 against Alabama A&M.
Oh, we stole that one.
Let's go, baby. Let's go. That is another Dougie special. All right, we'll get back to doing the game. We'll do the game balls in a minute here. Huge game going on in the A-10. Dayton heading down to VCU. VCU is laying 3. Remember, VCU went up to Dayton. Got the dub. What no one was expecting it. This one's on CBS Sports Network. Mac, will you be here?
I will be at that game. I got my tickets. I'm ready to rock and roll. Ram it.
There we go. VCU 1-1 on January 13th. I think they're going to complete the sweep. I'm laying the 3 with VCU. I do think they're the best team in the A-10. Nick, what are you doing here?
Completely agree. I saw this line actually opened up at -1.5 a couple hours ago. So I wish I could have got in that early. But VCU actually lost their last home game. That was the 3-point loss to Bonaventure. They ain't losing 2 home games in a row. I like VCU big time here, and I will lock up them as well.
Oh, yeah.
All right, should we do a triple lock here, Mac?
Yeah, ram it, man. They're gonna put it on them. This place is going to be absolutely lit.
Triple lock for VCU. And you know who they are, all right? You know who they are. And the opportunity that you have to play this song while you just spread that cash out all over your bed or your computer screen. Here we go. All right, next up, we got Auburn heading all the way to Texas to College Station. Auburn coming off a game where they scored 43 points, but almost won. Pretty fascinating. The Tigers are catching 3 at Texas A&M. A&M, this is Reed Arena. A&M is a bubble team. I'll start things off here. Give me the buzzsaw, -3 in College Station. Lock it up. They're going to get it done. Auburn's been ass on the road this year. Sitting there, I mean, I guess 4-4, but some of those are nonsense games. Meanwhile, A&M 11-1 at home. I think that one loss was to Wofford, which is a little concerning, but I think they've been playing much better ball of late. They've 8-2 in their last 10. They get it done. Nick, what are you doing here?
I completely agree. I mean, first off, I guess Auburn should feel cheated because Wendell Green got fouled on that last second 3-point attempt. I mean, for them to miss that call is ridiculous. But either way.
That's why I was in Knoxville.
Yeah. Either way, though, Auburn on the road is not good. So I think this, if I was setting the line here, it'd be like -5, -6, something like that. So at 3, I will jump on A&M with you and I'll lock it with you.
Oh, there we go. Mac, do we have a potential? Do we have potential for a unanimous lock here?
We have our second triple lock because A&M has Auburn's number right now. They beat him in the SEC tournament last year, beat him at Auburn. Now they're going to beat him in College Station. Go Aggies.
Let's fucking go. You just don't walk into the buzzsaw, says Keith Landry. That's my buzzsaw.
Not quite as good as Sean Green's buzzsaw, but you're working
Green's
on it.
Heat, man. Green's is heat. Bowling Green heading into Kent State. Kent State's laying 14, coming off a loss. I hate giving up this many points, but Bowling Green been a true pain in my ass this year. I'm going to lay the 14 with Kent State. Nick, what are you doing here?
I agree. I mean, in the MAC, you don't like to lay that many points, but Bowling Green has shown that they are capable of losing by this much. And Kent State at home coming off the loss, I think that's the side you have to go.
Rob Donaldson saying Bowling Green money line. Okay. Ooh. Mac, what are you doing? What are you doing here?
I can't get behind Bowling Green money line. I'm not a fan of Bowling Green. I think this is a good spot for Kent State to bounce back. Last time they lost, they got a good win over Buffalo. The only time they've lost 2 in a row is against at Charleston and at Houston. They're not playing Houston. They're playing Bowling Green. So I'll take Kent State here.
Ball State. Oh, one of the underrated good stories of college basketball this year. 16-7, still alive to win the MAC championship, or get the one seed essentially. Ball State, you might have took overtime and a 1-point win just to take down Imani Bates in Eastern Michigan, but a win is a win is a win. They're laying 7 on the road at the McGurk. Look, I don't know if you guys saw that video of the McGurk where I know they were honoring Dan Marley, but and they were taking on a Western arrival. But holy shit, that place was packed. It was bananas. Will this one be packed knowing that a top tier MAC team is coming into the McGurk trying to get a dub? I will take the 7 in CMU. Nick?
I feel like I'm on too many favorites here, but Ball State is clearly the better team. And that game you mentioned against Western where they won by one, well, the game before that was also a home game against Bowling Green, and they lost by 22. I'm going to lay the points with Ball State.
Ooh. Moneyline Mac, what are you doing here?
Yeah, I'm laying the points as well. I don't think it'll be lit there at all. That was a Michigan rivalry. They don't care about Ball State. I think Ball State having a solid year, I think that this is a good spot for them.
Nathan Haynes saying CMU moneyline play.
Hey. I wouldn't be surprised by any outcome in this game, really.
Yeah.
let's stay in the Mac. Imani Bates and Eastern.
I hate this team.
Are traveling to Buffalo. God damn it. Hey, I've hit 2 in a row in Eastern Michigan. Hit 2 in a row. They're catching 8 at Buffalo. Give me the 8 points in EMU. I'm thinking about locking it, but oh, yeah. Nick, what are you doing here?
I agree. I'm gonna, Eastern Michigan's covered in 4 straight games. They were the dog in all 4 of those games. I think it's too many points. This is not the same Buffalo squad we've seen the last couple of years. I think that this is a ball game too. This is anybody's game pretty much. Give me the points.
Should we lock it?
This one hurts.
I want to come back to this because I want to lock at least one dog, and so far I'm on 4, short favorites. So potentially,
Mac. You can talk me into locking it. What are you doing here?
I'm locking it. I mean, you look at their last 2 losses at Toledo, at Ball State, been right there to win the game. They're a different team these last 5 games. Buffalo also has not been the same team, like NC Nick says. I think this is a 4, 5, 6-point game. EMU, hold my nose, lock it up.
I think this is the one we play the money line.
Yes.
This is the one we play the money line. Eastern Michigan, let's lock it up.
All right, you talked me into it.
Here
we go. There we go. Triple lock. Donnie Bates, they got no answer for. Who cares what the rest of the team's ass? Let's go. Next up. Oh, I'll keep the locks flying because the disrespect. Chicago State heads into where the fuck is Delaware State? Dover, Delaware. The Memorial Hall Gym.
Hi, we're in Delaware.
Delaware State. Don't look now, Delaware State.
These two teams are hot.
Delaware State was 1-17, or I'm sorry, 1-16. They're now 4-17. Impressive for the Hornets, but. Don't disrespect Chicago State. They've won 3 in a row. They got the heart of a champion. This is Memorial Hall Gym. They're no stranger to it, although they probably are. Give me Chicago State -3.5. Lock it up. They're better. They're the better team. They're going to beat their ass. I'm calling for a double-digit win by Chicago State. Nick?
Wow. Did you say Nick?
Yep.
Sorry, I couldn't hear over the music. I'm on Chicago State. I'm not going to lock it up. Now, they are 15-8 ATS, and they're actually 2-0 ATS as a favorite. So make it 3-0, but I don't know if I'm going to bet on it.
Oh, you disappoint us here on the college basketball experience. Moneyline Mac, what are you doing here?
You know where I'm going. I think Chicago State could win at the Fog right now with the way they're playing. They're going to kill Delaware State.
Lock it up, baby. The Cougars. There'll be 10 people at that game. That's perfect.
Ole Miss. Home game for Chicago State.
Ole Miss heads into Athens, Georgia. Georgia's laying 1.5. I'll be honest. You could talk me into locking this one, too. I've been fading Ole Miss. That might be the team that I've made the most money on this year. Just fading Ole Miss. You could talk me into locking this. Nick, what are you doing here?
Nah, I'm not touching this as far as locking it. I mean, at one point we thought Georgia might be a bubble team, and they've lost 5 out of 6. Ole Miss just 1-11 straight up over the last 12. This is the shit fest in the SEC. I'll take Georgia. I'll lay the, what did you say, a point and a half or so?
Yeah, point
but
and a half.
I'm not betting this, man.
Mac?
I'm not touching this game either. I actually kind of like Ole Miss. I think they're due. It's they almost beat Vanderbilt. They backdoored that the other day. I think Georgia's going in the complete wrong direction. Two bad teams. I'll take the points.
Bulldogs get it done. Louisville's heading to Pitt. Wouldn't it be on brand for Pitt? They're right there. They're just about to capture perhaps a regular season ACC championship, the first of Jeff Capel's career perhaps. But wouldn't it be on brand if the Louisville Cardinals went into Pittsburgh and not only cover the 16.5, but they won outright? I'm not taking it, but I will take the 16.5 because I could see this being a two-possession game. Nick, what do you do? Should we lock this?
How many shitty teams do you want to lock up? All right,
all of them. All the shitty teams are on fire right now. Nick,
Louisville is playing a little bit better, and I agree. I think it is too many points, even if Pitt just won by 21 a couple weeks ago at Louisville. But it is the second game within like 2 or 3 weeks. I don't think Pitt gets up for this game. You know, they're right there. What a game and a half out of first in the ACC. They win this game. But I think Louisville can cover because I don't see Pitt really getting geeked to play the Cardinals right here. So give me the points.
Mac, do I even need to say, do I need to ask you if Pitt's going to eat shit or what?
Oh, yeah. This is going to be a good one. Pitt is coming off the North Carolina win a week ago. They've been told how good they are for a whole week, and they beat Miami right before that. Take Louisville. Lock it up and sprinkle some on the plus 1100 money line. This is an eat shit pitch special.
Money line, Max said, ride with the Louisville Cardinals. All right, crime pays still from hiring prostitutes for their recruiting process, which every college in America should take a page from. Next up, East Tennessee State heads into UNC Greensboro. Bit surprised to see Greensboro as a 10-point favorite, considering ETSU won the last time they played. But it is on, it is at the Greensboro Coliseum. ESPNU covering this one. UNC Greensboro is 8-2 in their last 10, though. Meanwhile, ETSU 3-7. Is that the logic in the handicap? I still am taking ETSU. 10 is too much for me. Nick?
I disagree. UNCG is hot. Head coach Mike Jones is starting to get some real traction in the triad.
Mike Jones!
That's right. Sorry. No, I mean, dude, it's straight up 8-2 in the last 10. They just had 2 20-point road wins, and they're coming home. They're hot. They're going to steamroll ETSU.
Mac, you've been riding Greensboro.
Yeah, I love Greensboro.
To continue to ride Greensboro here.
Yeah, but I could see a little bit of a letdown where it comes. They only win by like 10 or 12. So I'll lay the points, but I'm not locking it this time. They've been beating up on the shitty team, so.
NC Nick, why aren't you hitting the Greensboro game? You're going to fucking check out the Campbell Camels, but you can't go check out Sparty?
I only go see bad teams. I love watching live bad basketball.
Yeah, you're like, whoa, this is a little too much for me. All right? This is a little too much for me. They're winning. They're on a win streak. Drake is at Murray State. This game is fantastic in the Missouri Valley. Everyone's going to be talking about these other matchups. Meanwhile, this is a big game. I know you look and see Murray State's in sixth place in the Missouri Valley. How could this be a big game? They're only like a game and a half out of first because the Missouri Valley is batshit crazy this year. Murray State's a home dog catching 3.5. Drake won by 18 on January 7th, but that was at Drake. Give me Murray State plus the points. I know the chat's saying Murray State stinks. I'm taking them plus the points here. Nick?
Well, yeah, how do you bounce back from a 43-point loss? I guess that's the question. But if you look at Drake, this will be their third game in 6 days, and the last two of them went to double overtime. They happened to win both. So maybe they're a little gassed here. Give me the home dog.
Mac?
I love Murray here. They've won 5 in a row at home. I'm going to lock up the Racers. Back at home. Let's go. Money line. They're going to win this game.
Fire this away. The Racers. I need to play the fucking Days of Thunder. Yeah. There we go. Money line, Mac. Locking up the Racers. Home dog. Plus 3.5. Look at that payout on the money line. Plus 140. Follow Moneyline Mac to the finish line. All right, next up, we go back to some classic action. Ohio travels to DeKalb. I have so many people give me shit about how the way I say DeKalb. Well, I still don't even know the correct fucking way of saying this. DeKalb? DeKalb? DeKalb?
The audacity of those people.
Look, I love it. I want to go there for a football game, but let's be honest. Your town's not really relevant, all right? So just be happy I'm saying something in the vicinity. Ohio's laying 3.5. NIU is hot, right? NUI.
NIU.
NIU is hot right now.
UNI, NIU.
Yeah. They're hot. I've been riding them, and that's why I'm taking them on the money line to take down the Ohio Bobcats. This is one of those shitty teams I'm talking about, NC Nick. We got a lot of these, whether it was Chicago State, whether it was IUPUI or now Green Bay. Northern Illinois, I'm telling you, they've...
It's easy to see a tide turn.
Plus 140 on the money line. Give me NIU. Mac, what are you doing here?
I went back and forth. I'm going to lay the points with the Bobcats. I think they're a little bit above NIU. I think NIU's due for a little regression here. It was a good story, 6-4, but I think the Bobcats get it done here.
Nathan Haynes, Ohio's 3-7 ATS against the Mac.
I thought he was talking about versus me. I was like, damn, that means I'm 7-3 against him.
Let's see, Nick, what are you doing here?
I'm on your side, Dundee. I think this is a pretty good spot for a home dog, so give me the Huskies.
Let's go. He's just searching for dogs out there. All right.
Rough, rough.
NC Nick is just St. John's is heading into Henkel Fieldhouse, one of the greatest places to catch a basketball game. St. John's, Mike Anderson. Maybe you put the house up on the market. Just see. It's probably renting. It's New York City. Butler's laying 1.5 at Henkel. Butler almost beat Marquette the other night. Chuck Harris, game time decision, though, something to monitor. He didn't play the other night, but hey, I think Butler found something. I'm laying the 1.5.
Is this a Courtney Love game?
I could be talked into a lock here. Ooh. No? Okay. Nick, what are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, St. John's won 77-61 on January 10th, but Hinkle is different, and I'm going to go Butler here, but I don't like this game at all. No strong lean here, but give me the home team.
Mac!
This is another nasty one. I'm locking up Butler. I don't think they've quit on Thad Mata. I think St. John's has quit on Mike Anderson. Go Hinkle. Hinkle magic.
That's all I needed, a little push off the edge. I'm in.
Give me the Butler Bulldogs.
-1.5. Let's go. Noah Beanick says, NC Nick's visiting the local animal shelter looking for dogs. maybe he's got one here because the Falcons of Air Force are laying 1.5 against the Colorado State Rams in Colorado Springs. The altitude's not going to be a factor here.
I know.
I'm on Colorado State to get it done against Air Force. Nick?
I agree. Both teams have lost 5 straight entering this matchup, so kind of another shit fest here. But and the first game went into overtime where Air Force won back on January 10th. I think Colorado State wins a close one this time, evens it up.
Mac?
Yeah, I'm on the Rams as well. I think they're the better team, and both teams desperate need a win, so I'll ride with the other Rams. So I got a couple Rams here tonight.
Next up, we got the NC State Wolfpack. Those filthy whores are heading into they're heading into Charlottesville, taking on Virginia. The Wahoos are laying 7.5. They just come off a loss. You know, I hate taking points against Virginia. I'm sorry, I hate laying points against Virginia, but it's NC State. They're a bunch of pussies. Give me Virginia -7.5. I will ride with the Tiki Torches on this occasion. Nick, you're closer to Raleigh. You're in Raleigh.
Well, I think you have to give Keats and NC State a lot of credit this year because I thought they were going to be pretty shitty, and I thought Keats was going to be fired potentially at this point in the season. But that backcourt of Tre'Quavion Smith, Jarkel Joyner, and Casey Morsell, dude, when they're on, they are dangerous. And then they got the Winthrop transfer, DJ Burns, the big 280-pounder down low. That guy's awesome, man.
He's great.
Yeah.
Now, I'm worried about this matchup because I think NC State thrives in kind of wide open, up and down, helter-skelter games, and this is not going to be it. But I think it's too many points. I'm going to go NC State. UVA wins, State covers.
Got a helter-skelter reference. What are you doing? You know, it's funny. Me and the wife been watching a lot of murder documentaries. You know, Helter Skelter was playing with the Charles Manson shit. But, you know, I gained a lot of respect for Ted Bundy. Wait, Bundy was the Seattle guy, right?
I think so.
No, he was in the Midwest. Was
Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Who was Seattle? Who was the one from Seattle that went to Utah? Oh, fuck. I'm fucking this up. I'm fucking this hell up. Who's the other killer besides Ted Bundy? The big one. That was Tallahassee.
Son of Sam was in New York.
Oh, you guys are killing me here. Green River Killer.
We're going to be in YouTube jail again.
If you're not talking college basketball, college football, or alcohol, I got nothing for you.
No, not Dahmer. It is Ted Bundy. The Green River Killer, right?
Dahmer.
Well, no, Dahmer was Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Dahmer was Milwaukee.
And Dahmer is Ohio State trash. But Ted Bundy, look, me and Ted Bundy see eye to eye on a couple things because here's what was wild. And this is the effect of how great sports gambling is Ted Bundy had escaped, I believe it was Aspen, Colorado's jail twice, but the second one, I mean, he's already murdered a shit ton of people. And he dips out, right? He's wanted all over the United States, right? And he's like zigging and zagging and catching trains and stuff. But he goes to an Ann Arbor bar because his Washington Huskies are playing the Michigan Wolverines in the Rose Bowl, and he owes a buddy money if they lose. So he goes to support while he's a wanted man. One over my heart, all right? One over my – he might have killed some people, but the guy, you know, he was all mixed up. Shout out to sports gambling, see? Next up.
Me and Al Bundy tend to agree on a lot of stuff. Not sure about Ted Bundy.
Yeah.
Hey, leave it to NC State for you to go on a Ted Bundy and Dahmer rant. So yeah. This was my whole thing. Like, I'm going to take Virginia and NC Nick. You missed the bracketology show that Noah Beanick's bracket. It was West Virginia versus NC State in the 6-11 matchup, and you would have thought it was a 1-16. He goes, "Oh, West Virginia easily."
Yeah, like
I don't know. He hates NC State so much. I don't know about that.
Keith Landry saying Ted Bundy, not a bad guy after all. That's what I'm saying. All right,
shout out to Bundy,
dude. That part of the documentary, I don't even know why they put that in the documentary. See, he stopped at a bar in Ann Arbor to bet his friend on the Michigan. On the Michigan-Washington Rose Bowl. And I'm like, oh, all right, I like this guy. He's won by everyone in the country, and he's stopping to watch football? Damn it, we lost a soldier. Next up, Rhode Island is at St. Louis. The Billikens, the fictional team. I mean, St. Louis get right spot put, perhaps. But they're laying 11.5. That's a big number. Against an Archie Miller team that seems to be playing better. This was a 6-point game a year ago. Give me the Rams plus the 11.5. Nick?
I disagree, but I don't love it. I don't like to go over 10 with St. Louis. But you're right, Rhode Island is chippy at home. Not so much on the road. 0-7 straight up this year. I think St. Louis gets it done and can cover this barely.
Mac?
Yeah, I don't feel great about it either, but I'll take another Rams here. So I'm on all the Rams tonight, so ram it again. Hey, ram it. Do you know how to
ram it? Ram it. Maryland is traveling to East Lansing, where Michigan State is laying 3 points. Michigan State has lost a couple in a row, and that is why your boy, Pick Motherfucking Dundee, is locking up Sparty. -3. Shout out to Heath Dodson says $1,700 Saturday off of 40.
Love there we go.
The podcast, fellas. Keep blessing YouTube. Well, we'll try. Balls in their court. NC Nick, what are you doing here?
We're talking about great coaching jobs. I think you have to mention Willard with Maryland. They have four straight double-digit Big Ten W's, which is pretty wild. But I do think Michigan State is probably the more desperate team, and they're at home. Let's go, Sparty.
There we go. Moneyline Mac, what are you doing here?
Yeah, no, I agree with NC Nick in terms of Maryland doing a great job, won four in a row, playing great basketball. But Sparty's as desperate as they come. They've lost two in a row, don't want to make it three in a row. Last two times they've lost two in a row, Notre Dame and Northwestern, they drilled Penn State. They lost to Purdue and Rutgers here. And then right before that, Illinois and Purdue, they drilled Rutgers. This is Sparty all day. Lock it up.
This is I'm with you. Lock? Let's do it. Triple lock it up.
Let's fucking go. There we go. Sparty -3. NC Nick, your wife's from Michigan State. Did you lock it up because she just walked in or something?
I'll try to get some tonight.
Oh, man. Shout out to Sparty. Next up, TCU, K-State game of the night. You know, I actually was more impressed with TCU in their loss than their win against West Virginia the game before. TCU without Mike Miles came back. They were down like 20. Came back and almost won the game outright. I think they even came back and took the lead. They didn't win it, but I came away more impressed with that comeback. I didn't think they were capable of that without Mike Miles. And they had a couple guys out that game, I feel like, in the OK State game. Lampkin and Miles, I think, were out. Now they hit the road to Manhattan. The Little Apple take on Keontae Johnson. And Kansas State, who just came off a loss. K-State's laying 4.5. I'm on K-State -4.5, but does this smell a little bit to you, Nick?
Actually, it opened up around 3 or so. And no, I mean, I don't know. I mean, TCU and Kansas State, they're right there. The injury, yes, but I like Kansas State here. I think the fact that they lost 2 in a row, 3 out of 4, once again, talking about desperate teams in need of a W at home, and especially with the injuries on TCU, I like K-State here. I'll lock it up.
I'll lock it up too. Mac, you want to lock it up as well?
Yes, although I was a little hesitant at first just because TCU is coming off a loss as well, but K-State's lost 2 in a row. Revenge angle as well. K-State gets it done here. Let's go.
Let's go.
W-I-L-D. That's W-I-L-D. Wildcats.
Can we talk about Minnesota Illinois being canceled because COVID? What the fuck am I missing?
What are we doing?
I
don't think Minnesota wanted a beatdown. That's what I think it is really. I don't think they wanted to lose by 30.
The Big Ten is the only conference that does this. Not even the Ivy League. They didn't even fucking play a season.
Didn't right. their commissioner that was all gung-ho about the COVID regulations leave? Come on now.
That's what I'm saying. Get him out of it. What is going on? COVID? What? What? They're the only conference still canceling these games. Fucking Big Ten. Fuck the Big Ten.
Michael Jordan had a flu game. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. And
the Pac-12 isn't even doing this shit.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You kidding me? You're not doing that in Palo Alto or Berkeley? Get out of here. You only have 7? You're playing fucking Minnesota. Who cares? All right.
Hold on. I thought it was COVID on Minnesota's
actually,
side.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was. What is he doing? Come on. This is ridiculous.
You know, Cal Berkeley's out there going, man, we need a COVID game or two. Get the season over with.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I mean, if George, anyone, they
Georgetown.
Should be the one. Shit.
Georgetown's like, get this shit over with.
I mean, don't, this is, I'm being like, I'm not, I know we're being funny, but I'm like, why is the Big Ten the only conference canceling these fucking games?
Yeah, it's a joke.
Bunch of pussies. Next up, South Carolina goes into Missouri. Missouri's laying, 15.5? Jeez. Give me South Carolina. You know, I've had success with some of those big numbers they had. They almost knocked off they did knock off Kentucky, right?
Yeah,
it was LSU. They almost knocked off.
Yep.
They almost knocked off Arkansas. I'll take the 15.5 in the Gamecocks on the road. Nick?
Yeah, I guess so. I kind of went back and forth on this one. maybe a couple too many points. I think Missouri probably still wins by double digits, but maybe 10 or 12. Give me the points.
Mac?
Yeah, I will take South Carolina, but don't love it. They're struggling.
Arkansas. This is two teams. According to our bracketology, Noah Beanick says both these teams in the first, I think, four out. Arkansas and Kentucky. Kentucky's laying 5 at Rupp. I am all over. And I've had great success locking up the Kentucky Wildcats lately. Do I smell a Wildcat parlay? Because I am locking up Kentucky. Kentucky K-State parlay. Let's go. Nick, what are you doing here?
I'm going to go Arkansas, actually. Maybe this is just a hunch here. So this will be the first of two matchups this year. Musselman's actually won the last two over Calipari. So he's 2-1 versus Kentucky while he's been the head man there in Fayetteville. I think this is a ball game here. And if Arkansas doesn't win, they'll cover. But give me the points.
Mac?
I'm on Kentucky, although I am a little hesitant here to lock it just because Arkansas can't keep it close. But Arkansas has been so bad on the road. They just won their first road game at South Carolina.
And that was barely.
And they barely beat South Carolina. Like you said, I'll lock up the Cats. I've been riding them as well. LD Cats. LD
Wildcats. Shout out to Benedict Dantel, who says, you know, I love the picks, but I'm here for the random ass songs. Well, there we go.
Gotcha.
You came to the right place.
Got you covered, right? There. What other podcast is going to have that?
You listen to 101.3 with Pick Dundee.
On the Wheels of Steel.
Yeah. Get a little lonely on this Monday night. That's why we're going to listen to this one. W-I-L-D Cats. San Jose State is heading into Fresno, California. This is a Bring Your Meth classic at the Save Mart Center. San Jose State, been a darling of mine this year. Tim Miles doing great things. Fresno State is like the best 8-14 team in the country. I mean, I really believe that. They swept UNLV. They were the first team to beat UNLV, if memory serves me correct. Maybe that was New Mexico. They beat New Mexico. I think this team is much better than their record. They have a lot of close losses to some decent teams. But right now, I am seeing this line at Fresno -2. This is the Courtney Love game of the night, right?
Fresno, put it on them, baby.
This is a rivalry, too. I feel like San Jose State's the better team. Give me Sparty +2 on the road, but it does stink a little bit. Nick?
I do think they are the better team. They won by 10 on January 10th at home, and I think they can go into Fresno and finish the season sweep. Give me the Spartans.
Mac, you're going with Fresno.
I'm going Bulldogs. Let's go.
There you go. Final game of the night, and it's a gigantic one in the Mountain West as the Wolfpack of Nevada, Steve Alford, returns to the scene of the crime. Remember, he used to coach for the Lobos. He goes back to the pit where everybody gets laid. New Mexico's laying 3, I'm seeing right now, a flat 3. They're at 14-1 at the pit this year. I'm all over New Mexico here, and I will lock this one up. Welcome to the Land Down Under with the Lobos. Nick?
I'm straight there with you, man. I mean, Nevada won this game at home in double overtime. But for this matchup, New Mexico is really good at home. Nevada, not very good on the road. Losers of their last 3 away from Reno. And, there you go. That's exactly why the Lobos are going to win and cover and take care of business. I'll lock it up with you.
There we go. Moneyline Mac.
I do see this line creeping up, though, like Rob mentions in the chat. It might be up to 4.5 right now. Starting to get to that point where I don't feel quite as comfortable. Uh-oh, did we lose Mac?
I guess, you know, that Richmond, Virginia internet. I don't know what's happening there. A little dust up in Virginia. But we did.
Over five. I'm not taking this, though. You?
Yeah, I'll still take it at five, but over yeah. five. Yeah, over five, I think. 5.5 is probably where I stop. Mac, what are you doing in this New Mexico-Nevada game at the Pit?
Yeah, I'm on Nevada taking the points. Wi-Fi just got blown out, so quick adjustment. Made adjustments here. Going to the hot spot. Next man up. Let's go.
Well,
quick fix, man.
Jalen House is going to be going to the hot spot tomorrow night, and I'm not talking about with the girls of New Mexico. He's gonna have a huge game. Jamal Mashburn Jr. too as well. I'm all over the Lobos, right? You locking this, Mac?
No, I'm not locking this.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go through our locks here. I am locking up Kentucky -5. I'm locking up Kansas State -4.5. I'm locking up Michigan State -3. I am locking up Butler -1.5. Damn it, I need some dogs. I am locking up Chicago State -3.5. Eastern Michigan +8.5. There we go. That's one lock. And then A&M -3. Also going to lock up Miami, Ohio -3.5. So all favorites and one dog. Hi, how are you? NC Nick.
Unfortunately, I'm about the same. I got a lot of locks here. It's almost like a Saturday, but almost all of them are favored. So, all right, UNC -1.5. What is this? Arkansas -2.5? What? No. What the? Oh, sorry. That's Akron. Sorry, I can't read my own handwriting here. All right, let's start over. UNC -1.5. Akron -2.5. VCU -3. Texas A&M -3, Eastern Michigan +8, my one dog, Michigan State -3.5, New Mexico -3.5, and Kansas State -4.5. Wow.
Mac, I'll come join you on the Lobos. You know, I got a little hot spot. Here we go. Lobos. Lobos.
Triple lock, folks. What's your other locks, buddy?
Leading it off, I got Rutgers going to Indiana, getting the points there. I think that's a one-possession game. I'm laying the points with the Zips against Toledo in the Maction. VCU ram it at Siegel Center, be rocking. I'll lay the points in a game I'm going to. The Aggies, the Buzzsaw, gets it done once again over Auburn, laying the points. Eastern Michigan +8, sprinkle some on the money line at Buffalo. Chicago State's the best team in the country. Lay the points at Delaware State. Louisville. +16.5. Sprinkle some on that money line. Eat shit, Pitt. Murray at home as well. Bounce back against Drake. Take the points. Sprinkle some on the money line. I think the Bulldogs and Butler get it done. Laying 1.5 against the Johnnies. I think it's Sparty and East Lansing over the Maryland Terrapins. K-State bounce back. They're not going to lose 3 in a row. Lay the points against TCU. Wildcats, Kentucky, Big Blue Nation. Lay the points against Arkansas at Rupp. Now I'm on the Lobos with you and A. 50-1 parlay, EMU and Louisville. Let's go. Eat shit parlay right there, baby.
Wow, there you go. Look, we've had some other games go final. Florida A&M lost to Prairie View by 30. We locked up Southern -6 against Alabama State. They lost by 7, so we ate shit there. But Reggie Theus and Bethune-Cookman continue to be a cash cow. They cover the 8.5 as they only lose by 7 to Texas Southern. Shout out to them. And then Arkansas Pine Bluff, who NC Nick just loves to hate. Currently in overtime as a decent dog against Jackson State. I believe they're tied at 70 in overtime. And also Kansas up 7 with 22 seconds left. So we should be hitting that one any second because we're all on Kansas. Hopefully, knock on wood. Game balls for the day. And then we're out of here. NC Nick. I'll lead with you.
Come on. Green Bay, the Phoenix, on the road in Milwaukee, knocking off their so-called rival. Give him a game ball.
I love how he doesn't go with the Miami Hurricanes. He goes with the Green Bay Phoenix.
They can get it from me.
A 17.5-point dog. Mac, who is your first game ball?
Yeah, you know what? I faded Grandpa Larinaga. He put it on me. I'll go with the Hurricanes. Great win. I mean, they had a letdown spot too. I think people overlooked that. They won an emotional game at Clemson on Saturday, close game, come back and put it on the Dukie. So Miami gets my game ball.
Yeah, and I'm waiting for this to go final, but I think it's got to be the Kansas Jayhawks. You took down the top team in the Big 12. And you bounce back after a bad loss. So give me the Kansas Jayhawks as my top game ball. Second game ball and final game ball, NC Nick.
Well, you know, I won money on them. So Grambling. It wasn't always pretty. You made us, you know, sweat a little bit. But down the stretch, you came through for us. 8-3 in the SWAC now. Give a game ball to Grambling.
There we go. And Mac, your second and final game ball.
They're running out of options here. If Northern Colorado would hold on, I would give it to them, but that game is not final. It's early in stages. I will go for my game ball. Let's go to Lafayette. I mean, go to Holy Cross and win by 15. I mean, I know Holy Cross is very good, but still 15-point road victory. Lafayette, the Leopards?
Yep, Leopards.
Let's go. Leopard up.
There you go. And my final game ball, I mean, I guess we got to go. cupboard's a bit empty here, but I think we should celebrate anytime that Idaho State wins games. So Idaho State goes on the road. They're now 9-15. And, you know, they're in the upper half of the Big Sky. That's a good year for the Bengals. Improvement is happening in Pocatello. Give me Idaho State, the Bengals, with the final game ball here. Folks, subscribe to the College Basketball Experience. Remember, check out the College Football Experience, too. We just dropped a bunch of new episodes talking schedule and break down the ACC, the Big 12 schedule, some coaching stuff. Also, check out the College Baseball Experience. Noah Beanick says, hey, he's got previews coming. They're loaded in the chamber. We come together as one on YouTube, youtube.com/thecollegeexperience. Also, check out Moneyline Max Work, NFL Gambling Podcast. Ryan and Rush show. You got to check out those. And also make sure you check out NC Nick. He's on the College Football Experience. Give him a follow at NC_NICK. And you know, he's on the picks page, dominating the picks page every single day. SportsGamblingPodcast.com. Click on College Basketball Picks, but also just get the SGPN app. It's free to download in the App Store and Google Play Store. Alrighty, folks, until tomorrow, this is the College Basketball Experience. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here.
Can't be found. My cellie's off, so I can't be found. I'm on a worldwide tour, touring every fucking curtain down. They say the Lord watches over my sins. Over my head, watching hair as it thins. Over the ledge, and ain't letting me in. There's still regiments and relevance to letting me win. Win, win, lose, or draw. You ain't prepared unless you are ready to lose it all. Losing a brawl? Yeah, that's a ride of day. Good friends know my Nina Hideaway. They came and went, but the riders stay. So it's like I won the lottery and can't be found. Until I resurface with the latest purchase. 33 and a third and 45 circles. You ain't got that shit. And I ain't 45 king. But on the beats, I've been doing my thing. I start the program and the doorbell ring. I gotta leave town to a place I can't be found. My cellie's off, so I can't be found. I'm on a worldwide tour, touring every fucking curtain down. American dreams, lessons, and still they work. I guess the sand on the beach still was really dirt. Now I'm going home.